The last couple of days we've been talking about the Mishnah here on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Then it continues, Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshilin ava b'shein charoses mitzvah Rabbi Eliezer b'reb tzadok omer mitzvah u'b'mikdosh ha'im avin lefon of gufa shel Pesach. So the second half of the Mishnah says, Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. So the Pella is, what are they bringing here? It said Heviu lefon of already. Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres, and then Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. So what are they doing this again? So Tosfos comments. Tosfos says, "Heviu lefon of matzah l'fisha akra shulchan l'fei misha omer hagada ve'osa haseder ketani heviu lefon of matzah." At the time of the Mishnah, they used to be oker the shulchan after the karpas. They would bring him a table with the karpas on, with the kiddush, with the karpas, etc. And then they'd be oker the shulchan. They take away the shulchan. They used to eat by small tables. So they would take away the shulchan before the Omer Haggadah. It sounds like one person used to say Haggadah for everyone, or he at least led the Haggadah for the tzibur, for the family. Dakira shulchan ikedei sheyishal haben v'ovev ono lo adayin yoviyo shulchan lasos tibul shein yaben yishal lama anu matbilan shtei pal. It's like a play, right? They would be over the shulchan. Why? As a hecker Latinokos, so to speak. They did the first hecker Latinokos, that's the karpas. Then they do another hecker Latinokos to be up to the shulchan. They take the shulchan away. So then the child is going to ask the father, what are we doing? What are we taking? We didn't eat yet. What are we taking the shulchan away? So the father will say, well, just wait. You'll see. They're going to bring back the shulchan. We're going to have a tibul sheni, not just karpas, but we're going to have another tibul. So the child's going to ask, what are we tovel? What are we matbil shtei pa'amim? He's going to ask the manishtana before the manishtana. No, that is the manishtana. The child is going to ask, what are we having tibul shtei pa'am? So the father is going to explain that. Adam ayinu l'fara b'mitzrayim, we're b'nei choren, etc., etc. That's the goal. The heker l'tinogos is to prompt the questions. The CPT Sitzayim is there, she'elo tshuva. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the manishtana, of getting the child involved. U'miyad kisha okin machzirin l'fonav. Says Tosfos, miyad. We're open the shulchan. The child's supposed to ask the father, get involved in the process, and we bring back the table immediately. It's not like we bring back the table later when we get to motzi matzah to shulchan aruch. No, we bring the table back immediately. Says Tosfos. The matzah, the amara alav, and the matzah and the amara on it. Heviu lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. The matzah and the amara are on the table. They bring it back immediately. Why do we bring back immediately? We're not eating now. Let's have Haggadah and CPT Sitzayim without the table. The father's telling the child, we're going to bring back the table in the future, but what's the necessity of the table there now? Sharei tzarech lomar b'Haggadah matzah zu mora zeh. U'kedamar lechem oni lechem sha'onim alav devarim harbe. It says Tosfos because there's a requirement to say matzah zu shanu olchem ha'shema ar Rabbi Gamliel ha'yomer. That's the Mishnah of the Zayin. You have to mention Pesach Matzah Mora. So, if you have to say Mora Zushanu Olchem, Mora Zeshanu Olchem, Matzah Zushanu Olchem, you have to have the Matzah in front of you. You have to have the Mora in front of you. It says Tosfos. That's why we bring back the table immediately. Now, Tosfos is taking a stand on this drush of Lechem Oni. When you look at the Tosfos, there are some things that jump out at you immediately. The first thing is, he's taking a stand on the drush of Lechem Oni. What do I mean? So the Gemara, later on, Akuf Tezlov Amidbeis, has this drush. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Devorim. Tanya Namiyochi, Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Olav Devorim Harbe. Davracher, Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv, Ma'oni Yidago Befrusa, Ma'oni Shedago Befrusa, Avkan Befrusa. The Gemara quotes a brisa that has three different interpretations as to what lechem oni means. Either it means lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe, there's some dibur that's associated with the matzah, or it's madarko sha'oni befrusa afkan befrusa, that we have a prusa of matzah, or madarko sha'oni hu masik v'ishto ofa. Avkan nami hu masik v'ishto ofa. That when it comes to the oni, they do the baking together. Hu masik, he
fires up the oven and his wife bakes.
That's just the way they do it. So too, lechem oni is lechem oni who masik v'ishto ofen. When it comes to baking matzahs as well, you need two people involved. Not because of the mitzvahs, but because of halacha, as Rashi says, kadesh lo tachmitz. The idea of lechem oni was so careful, the shmarta mitzvah matzah is so careful that the matzah shouldn't become chametz, that we need one person firing up the oven, another person baking, a lot of people involved, so that we minimize the time they're working on the matzah, so that it's not going to become chametz. Three interpretations. Now, Shmuel is very similar to the first interpretation of the braisa, but not quite the same. Shmuel says, lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav devorim. And the braisa says, lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav devorim harbe. It sounds very similar, but it's not exactly the same. Rabbi Elchanan on the side of the Gemara there says, Tanya lechem oni, lechem she'onim alav devorim, perish omer alav agoda matzah zu she'anu ofen. Rabbi Elchanan learns that lechem oni, what does it mean, lechem she'onim alav devorim? Matzah zu she'anu ofen hashema. That's what lechem she'onim alav devorim means. Tosa seems to take Rabbi Nachmanal's approach. That lechem oni she'onim alav devarim harbe. What does that mean? He says, "Charit sarach lomer b'hagodah matzah zumarze." She'onim alav devarim harbe means matzah zumarze. It's interesting that Tosfos's girsa is she'onim alav devarim harbe. I would have said that the girsa should have been lechem she'onim alav devarim. It's not really such a devarim harbe. It's only matzah zu she'onim alav. Rabbi Nachmanal leaves out the harbe. Right? Even in the Braisa, he leaves out the Harbe, not just in Shmuel. He doesn't have the Girsa Harbe Bechlal. Rabbi Elchanan's Girsa makes a lot more sense according to his parish, because he's saying that Lechem She'onim Alav Devarim is not Devarim Harbe, it's just Matzah Zu She'onim Ochlim. It's just one paragraph. I mean, how much is that? It's interesting that Tosfos takes Rabbi Elchanan's approach, but his Girsa is still Devarim Harbe. Still Devarim Harbe. The Rambam also takes this approach. Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. In Perek Ches Halacha Dalet. Rambam says, "Umachzor Hashulchan Lefanav Va'omer Pesach Zeh She'anu Ochlim Al Shem She'Posach Hamakom Al Batei Avasinu B'Mitzrayim." U'Magbiah Hamatzah B'Yadav, etc. How do I know the Rambam takes the approach of Rabbi Nachmanal that Lechem she'onim alav devarim means matzah zu she'anu ofen? Because according to the Rambam, we're only bringing back the table right before Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer. Rambam says, Lokeach Yerech, Metabel Babacharoses, etc. Achakach Okan Ashulchan, Milifne Kore Hagod Olevado, Umozgin Kos Hasheni, Vomar Kore Manishtana, etc. Maschel beginus u'mishayim b'shevach at shagomer drashas parshas arami ovidavi kula u'machzir ha'shulchan lefon avomer pesach zeh. According to the Rambam, the akiras ha'shulchan occurs before the manishtan. Bringing back the shulchan only occurs right before matzah zu she'anu ochlim. So it's clear that the Rambam holds, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that lechem she'onim alav devarim means matzah zu she'anu ochlim. Okay, so we have Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, and Tosfos all giving the same approach. What does the word olav mean according to Rabbi Nachmanal? Lechem she'onim olav devarim harbe, bread that we say on it, devarim harbe. What does olav mean? So olav, according to Rabbi Nachmanal and his school of thought, means about it. It's not on it. We're speaking about the matzah. Right? We're speaking about the matzah. We're talking about the matzah. Matzah zu she'anu ochlim hashema. That's what olav means. That's what olav means. Of course, it's there, it's in front of us, but the key is lechem she'onim alav devarim means lechem that we speak about it. We speak about it. It's interesting, I found a Rashi this week. This year, actually, when I was doing Shnayim Rikav Yechad Targum earlier, I found a Rashi. Rashi interprets the word olav Parshas Lech Lecha in this fashion. In Parshas Lech Lecha it says, Vayitzav alav para anashim vayishalchu osu v'yisushlu v'yaskol ha'shalom. That after Avram Avinu and Sarah come down to Mitzrayim, and Parah was punished for taking Sarah,
So it says, "Vayetzav olav paro anoshim," that Paro commanded on him men.
What they stood on Avram Avinu, on him.
It means about him, right? Rashi says, "Vayetzav olav al odosav l'sholcho u'l'shamra." He commanded people to be. He commanded people about Avram and Sarah to send them away, to send them back, to send them packing.
So Olav over here, Rashi interprets, means Al Odosav, about him. That's what the Rabbi Nachmanel seems to be holding about Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe.
That we speak about the matzah. Matzah is a bread that we speak about. This is in sharp contrast to Rashi. Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav, earlier in Psachim, interprets Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim differently. Rashi writes, Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim shegomrim alav es ahalel ve'omim alav hagadah. What does it mean that matzah is lechem only lechem sha'onim alav dvarim? That we say hagadah and halel. Gomrim alav es ahalel ve'omim alav hagadah. It's interesting. Rashi is certainly talking about the Haggadah, the Maggid section of the Seder, and also the Halal that we say is part of the Maggid section of the Seder. But he says, Gomer Malav es Halal. It sounds like he's even referring to the latter part of Halal. Interesting. Maybe we'll talk one day about what that means. Where's the Matzah? Matzah is there after Birchas Hamazon. Some say you really should keep a piece of matzah, according to the Rashi. If you machmir for the Rashi, keep a piece of matzah so that you'll be able to be mekayim lechem sha'onim lav dvarim, according to Rashi, lechatchila. It's interesting that the lashon of the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav is the Omar Shmuel lechem oni lechem sha'onim lav dvarim harbe, and Rashi has a girsa sha'onim lav dvarim. He should have kept harbe in there, because according to Rashi, it's takat dvarim harbe. It's not just matzah zu sha'onu olchem al shamo. It's Haggadah, it's Halel, both parts of Halel. It's a lot. We're saying a lot over the matzah. According to Rashi. It's interesting. What you see from the Rishonim is it doesn't really matter what your girsa is. Right? Some hold that it's Takalechem Sha'onim Lav Dvarim Harbe. And some say it's not Dvarim Harbe. But either way, you could say, you could have the girsa Lechem Sha'onim Lav Dvarim, and it could still be Dvarim Harbe. Right? The question is, what does it mean? Right? Does it mean that you're saying the Haggadah and the Halel over the Matzah? What does it mean that you're saying just Matzah Zushanu Olchem HaShemah? What does Onim Olav mean according to Rashi? We speak about the Matzah. Olav means Odosav. We speak about the Matzah. I don't think so. I think Olav according to Rashi means what? Help me. What does Olav mean according to Rashi? We speak before the Matzah. Olav, on it, literally, that's what the word means. We speak on the matzah. We speak with the matzah in front of us. Sometimes the word Olav does mean that. It doesn't only mean about it, but sometimes it means in front of him. I found a Rashi also that says this in Parshas Vayera, when the Malachim come to Avram. So it says, Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloni Mami Vuyosha Pesach Ha'oel Kachom Ayom Vayiso Eino Vayar. V'hine shlosha anoshim nitzavim olav. V'hine shlosha anoshim nitzavim olav. There were three men standing on him, standing on Avram. What does that mean, olav? So Rashi says, olav. Nitzavim olav lefanov. They were standing before him. They weren't standing on him. They were standing before him. But they weren't standing about him either. Right? Olav over there does not mean about. It means before. Olav can sometimes mean about, sometimes it can mean before. And that's the machlokas Rishonim over here. Does Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim mean that this is matzah, this is bread that we're talking about, matzah zu sha'onu olchem hashama? Or does this mean this is a matzah, this is a bread that we're speaking, we're saying words in front of it? The Haggadah is not all about the matzah. The Halal is not about the matzah. So what does it mean? Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim means we're saying Haggadah and Halal? That's not about the matzah. The answer is Olav doesn't mean about the matzah, according to Rashi. It means lechem that we're speaking in front of. There's some inyan that the Sipur Yetzias and Tzraim, that the Haggadah and the Halal that we're discussing on the Seder night should be talked about. The words should be said in front of the matzah. That's the idea. Somehow to link that to the matzah. The matzah is the zeicha l'cheres. That's the
That's the image, right? It's a zecher la'avdus, it's a zecher la'cheiros, it's a zecher to both elements,
as the Ramban says in Parashas Re'eh.
So when we do the Sipur Yetzirah Hashem, we're supposed to do it in front of the matzah, says Rashi.
Now, according to Rashi, it's obvious when the shulchan has to be brought back.
What is that? When does the shulchan have to be brought back according to Rashi? They take away the shulchan after Karpas, and then they bring it back. When does it have to be brought back? According to Rashi, obviously it has to be brought back immediately. Why? Because the Haggadah has to be said over the matzah. Rashi holds Lechem She'onim Alav Dorah means Haggadah V'Halal. So the whole Haggadah, the whole Lach Ma'anyan, the Manishtana, and Vadim Ayinu, everything has to be said in front of the matzah. So of course the Shulchan has to be there because the matzah has to be there. But according to Rabbi Chananel, the Lechem She'onim Alav Dorah means Davka Matzah Zishan Ocham Shema. When does the Shulchan have to be brought back? What do you think? When should the Shulchan be brought back? What do you think? Anyone? What? Right before Matzah Zushan Ocham Shema. Doesn't have to be brought back all the way in the beginning. First glance. And Taka, who says that it's brought back only later, before Matzah Zushan Ocham Shema? Who?
Who?
Who says that? Who says that? Shalom. I'm sorry? The Bach. No. Yes. The Rambam, exactly. No. The Rambam says that. That's the Rambam that we just read.
Rambam. The Rambam says that you do karpas. This is in Halacha Beis. The lokeach yerek and metabolos of becharoses v'ochol gezayis, etc. Then we're mosen kosheni. Then we say the manishtana. We say hagoda. Halacha dalit umachzir hashulchan lefanav omer pesach zeh shanu olchem etc. Umagbia hamora.
So the Rambam writes beferish that the table is brought back right before Matzah Zushanu Ocham, right before Rabbi Gamliel Hayom. And that makes perfect sense according to the Rambam, because he's of the opinion that Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim means Matzah Zushanu Ocham. So there's no need to bring back the table before him. According to Rashi Avada, the table has to be brought back immediately because you have to say Haggadah V'Halal in front of the matzah. It's not about talking about the matzah, but it's about saying it in front of the matzah, so you have to bring back the table before. What do you blame? The Rambam happens to hold that there's no yachad. We break the matzah right into the hole. What's the problem? You see, you think you have a fusion pshat in Woody Blank. Your pshat in Lechemoni is have a prusa and be Makayim Matzah Zushanu Ocham Hashemah with a prusa. But it is matzah even if it's not a prusa. Right? So you can be Makayim Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim to say Matzah Zushanu Ocham Hashemah, etc., even if you don't break the matzah. Right? Even on a full matzah. It's still matzah. The Rambam holds both. He holds that Lechem She'onim Alav, that Lechem Oni means Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim. And we bring back the Ka'ara, we bring back the Shulchan, to say Matzah Zushanu Ocham. And then the Rambam says that before the Motzi Matzah, we break the middle matzah. He doesn't have a middle matzah, actually. We break one of the matzahs. The Rambam holds there is no din of Shlemos, of having two Shlemos on the Seder night. And we make hamotzi on 1.5 matzah, says the Rambam. So he can hold both pshatim. It's just he doesn't hold the fusion pshat mori. Right? He doesn't say this fusion pshat that you have to be mekayim matzah zushanu ochlim, that you have to be mekayim lechem she'onim alav dvarim on a prusa. He says you can be mekayim these two inyanim independently. So at first glance, according to Rashi, you should have to bring the shulchan back immediately to be mekayim lechem she'onim alav dvarim to say hagadah and howl over the matzah. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Nachmanel, in that school of thought, you shouldn't have to bring back the shulchan until right before you're going to say Matzah Zushanu Ocham. Whose sheet is a problem? What's the kasha? Tosfos is a pelt, right? With all the background, when you see the sheet, Tosfos is making a stand on this machlokas HaRishonim. What does Lechem Oni mean? So once you plug it in and you realize that the most obvious nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam, aside from what you're saying in front of the matzah, obviously that's the definition. That's the shita. According to Rashi, there's much more to be saying in front of the matzah. But aside from that, the obvious nafkamina is, when does the shulchan have to be there? For what part of the seder? Now Tosfos learns like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. He says that lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe means matzah zushanu ochem. And yet Tosfos says miyad machzirin es ha'shulchan. Hello davar. That's quite interesting. Why is that? Why do you have to bring back the shulchan immediately? If lechem sha'onim alav dvarim only means matzah zushanu ochem. So I think the answer is based on the Bach that Shalom mentioned before. What does the Bach say? Let's take a look at the tour. I didn't assign you the tour, but sometimes, you know, if I assign you a Bach and the Bach is making a comment on the tour, so look back at the tour. Look back at the tour, it'll enlighten you. What does the tour say? This is in packet 28, page 1. Torah says, "Umachzer haka'ara shebo hamatzos, kidei shutei lefonav kishomer ha'agoda, kidei amin alechem oni shonim alav dvarim. V'gam shetei lefonav kishomer matzazu marazim." The Torah says, bring back the shulchan. You've been okay the shulchan after kapas. Bring back the shulchan. Why? For two reasons, he says. He says, first of all, so that it'll be in front of you when you say the Haggadah, because lechem oni, lechem shonim alav dvarim. So obviously he's interpreting like Rashi. Lechem oni means sha'onim lo dvarim, sha'onim lo haggadah, v'gam lo v'sahal. V'gam shetei lefonav kishiyomer matzazum arzen. Also, it should be in front of you when you say matzazum. So it's like he straddles both sides of the fence. The tour is interpreting both like Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Right? That lechem sha'onim lo dvarim means both haggadah in general and matzazum shanu ochlim in particular. Now, what's strange about the Torah is, what does he need the second part for? Right? If you're bringing it back to the Haggadah, so of course, Matzazu is part of the Haggadah. What does he need that second part for? And Bechlal, why does he have to bring back the Shulchan now, if he's only bringing it back for Matzazu Shana Ochel? Now, what's the Torah saying? So comes the Bach and he says like this, the Bach concedes that from the Rambam it's mashma that you're only bringing back the Shulchan when you say Matzazu, because that's what Lechem Shonim Olav Dvarim Harbe means. From the Torah, it sounds like he didn't feel that the Rambam was completely right. I'm not sure what the Loshen means. Nismach al Rayazu. It's not a proof. I'm not sure what the words Rayazu mean. He wasn't so convinced that the Rambam is right. He wasn't so sure the Rambam. It's only a secondary reason he gives. According to the Torah, this is a secondary. There's another reason. You have to bring back the Shulchan to say Haggadah in front of the Matzah. But says the Bach, what's pshat in the tour? The tour is telling us that you should bring back the ka'ara before you read Haggadah, because lechem oni, lechem shonu l'dvar means you have to read Haggadah in front of the matzah. V'gam, right? Even if you don't have to read the whole Haggadah in front of the matzah, you would only have to say matzah zushanu ochlim. It's good to bring back the shulchan now. Not that it's really necessary to bring back the shulchan now. You could bring back the shulchan right before you say matzah zushanu ochlim. But the problem is maybe you'll forget. I mean, we know what happens. You're sitting at the seder. There's a lot going on, and before you know it, you're up to motzi matzah, and someone comments, "Hey, we never brought back the shulchan. We never brought back the matzah." No, because you're just reading Haggadah, so you get involved in what you're doing, and you might forget to bring back the matzah before Rabbi Gamliel Hayom. So says the Bach, that's what the Torah means, that Gam Shetei Lefana Kishiyom Matzah Zu Marazeh. I understand you're not saying Matzah Zu right now, But bring it back now in the beginning so that it'll be there anyway, so that you won't forget to bring it back before you say Matzazu. L'chora, that's what Tosis had in mind, even though Tosis learned like Rabbi Nachmanel and the Rambam. Tosis assumed that Lechem Oni, Lechem Shana L'Advar means Matzazu Shana Ochlin. Nevertheless, Tosis says, bring back the Shulchan immediately. Bring back the Shulchan immediately. Even though you're not saying Matzazu Shana Ochlin right now, Stoma, he's assuming like the Bach's pshat within the tour, that we bring it back immediately so that it'll be there. You gotta have it there before the Matzazu. It's not that it has to be there right now. The Rambam says you can bring it back later. But we see already from Tosis, we see from the tour, that they're concerned that maybe someone might forget to bring it back later. So that's why they say to bring it back immediately. Questions? Yes, Morty.
Everyone said that when you recite Matzah Zu, you should pick up the Matzah. Zu means that you're pointing to it. You better pick it up because then it's very important.
Yes.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm
trying to
think about my question. Tosis holds that this form of Olam means it's just a narrative. So we're supposed to do it when the Greeks call it a raya. You have to lift it up from Matzah Zu.
מיד כשאוקי מחזיר לפן המצא ואמר אולו שהרי צורך לומר בהגוד המצא זו מר זה. He's not talking about lifting it up. He's saying, since you have to say מצא זו מר זה, you need the מצא to be in front of you. And that's what Lechem Oni means. Lechem Oni means Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. That means that we're going to speak about the מצא. So we have to bring back the Shulchan with the מצא and the מר on it in order to say Matzah Zu Marazah. How can you say Matzah Zu if it's not in front of you? This Matzah, which Matzah? So he says that's why the Shulchan has to be brought back. And that's what Lechem Oni, Lechem Shon Malav Dvar Habim means. Okay? The Mishnah continues, the last part of the Mishnah, quotes the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Tzadok, and the Chachamim as to whether Charoses is a mitzvah now. And according to the Chacham, the Tanakhama, Charoses is not a mitzvah. Afal b'shein charoses mitzvah. The Tosfos here has a very sharp question. V'im tomar, amayla wasi charoses d'rishus m'vatal chazeres n'matzah. If charoses is not a mitzvah, so it's a davar shel rishus, so how can you have more and charoses together? Molta charoses, which is a davar shel rishus, be m'vatal the chazeres the mitzvah. There's a whole discussion whether mitzvos mevatla zu esu or mitzvos ein mevatla zu esu. That's the machlokes, part of the machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. Hillel, the Tana, used to be Korech Matzumara, maybe Pesach Matzumara, and he would eat them together. And the Chachamim say, no, mitzvos mevatla zu esu. If you're going to be Korech them together, they'll be mevatla each other. But even if you hold mitzvos ein mevatla zu esu, but a davar shel rishus, the far should be mevatla mitzvah. If you hold that charoses is not a mitzvah, so then charoses should be mevatel. Chazer is the mitzvah. So how can we put them together? This is a very basic question on the whole tibul in the Mara, right? Karpas is not a mitzvah. Okay, it's a minig of the chachamim, but you know, I guess according to the Rambam, you got the same kasha on the karpas, but that's the takana, right? That's the takana. But Mara is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabbanan at least. Bisman azem Mara is a mitzvah derabbanan. Bisman beis hamikdash it was a mitzvah deraisa. Charoses is only a davar shel rishus. Certainly, if you hold like the Tanakama, what's the charoses for? Mishum kafa, we say. It's mishum kafa. It's not a mitzvah. So why shouldn't the charoses shel rishus be involved in the charzayas the mitzvah? The Yishlomer says Tosus the kaven the kol ikar Mara. Says Tosfos, since the Mora was only instituted as having a tibul b'charoses, mishum kafa, that's not called a bittul. It's not going to be mevatel. What is Tosfos saying? Because Mora was only instituted to be eaten together with Charoses, the Charoses is not going to be Mevatel the Mora. The Pasha Pshat in Tosfos is that they're saying that the Charoses is a Tzorech HaMitzvah. It's a Tzorech of the Mora. The Mora wasn't instituted to be eaten without the Charoses. Mishum Kofa, you have to have the Charoses to destroy the Eres, right? To destroy the taste of the Mara, or to kill the Tolas, as we described, right? To kill the bugs in the Mara. So it's impossible for the Chachamim to make a Takona of eating Mara without Charoses. Can't be. So even though the Charoses itself is not really part of the mitzvah, we'll see the Tanakama, it's only Mishum Kofa, but because it's necessary for the mitzvah, it's a tzorech of the mitzvah, so it's not going to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Mara. The only thing that's mevatel the mitzvah of Mara, the only davar shavishus that can be mevatel the mitzvah of Mara is something external, something extraneous to the Mara. The charoses is not extraneous to the Mara, it's absolutely necessary because you can't get to the Mara without charoses. So it's a tzorech ha-mitzvah. It's not a davar min hachutz, it's not something extraneous, it's a tzorech of the mitzvah. Because it's a tzorech ha-mitzvah, therefore it's not going to be mevatel the Mara. This is the Pasha Pshat in Tosfos. Comes the Hagos Rav Bezalel Ranchberg on the side of the Gemara, and he's troubled. Quotes the Maharam B'Rebbe, Nichtav B'tzido Nun Beis, Nichtav B'tzido Ayin Maharam B'Rebbe Toma Al Terutzam She'enu Maspik L'Rabbi Elezer B'Reb Tzodo Desfir L'Charoses Mitzvah Zech Latim. The Maharam B'Rebbe asks that Tosfos answers very good with the Tanakhama. If you hold the Charoses only Mishum Kofa, it's a Davar Shel Rishus. So then I understand. Then I understand that it's necessary for the Mara. It's a Tzorech HaMitzvah. So therefore, it's not going to be about the Mitzvah. And if you take Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadok seriously, if you assume charoses is a mitzvah for what? Zeichel Atid, Zeichel Atapuach, Zeichel Adam. So if you assume charoses is a mitzvah, Tosfos Kasha comes back. What's he saying? Mora bezmanas ed rabbanan. Charoses is a takana de rabbanan. If you hold it to mitzvah. So what's the problem? Rabbanan? One rabbanan is going to be vatal, another rabbanan? No. Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadok is talking bismacha beis hamikdash hayakayim. That's the hemshech of the Mishnah, right? Of hamikdash hayimavim lefanagul shel pesach. Bismacha beis hamikdash kayim, Mora was a daraisa. It's just like matzah, right? You have to eat Mora too. Matzahs umrorim yochlu. You got to eat the pesach with matzah and Mora. Not necessarily as a sandwich together, but you got to eat matzah and Mora together with the current pesach. It's clear there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat Mora bismacha beis hamikdash kayim. Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadok was saying that even Bezman Shabbos and Midrash Kayim is a mitzvah to have charoses together with the Mara. So the kasha of Tosfos would be that it's nice that charoses is a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So the mitzvah derabbanan should be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of Mara. And don't tell me that the charoses is a tzorech of the Mara. Charoses is a tzorech of the Mara. It's a tzorech of the mitzvah. That's not true. If you hold charoses as a mitzvah, that means that it's an independent concept. Okay, it's zecher la'avdus, just like Mara is zecher la'avdus. But it's a different mitzvah. It's an independent identity. It has an independent identity. So you can't say it's just a tzorech of the Mara. What's Tosfos going to answer? Tosfos kasha comes back. If you take Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadok, La halacha, so then it comes out that charoses is a mitzvah derabbanan. Bismach beis minish kai, the mara was a mitzvah deraisa. So the charoses derabbanan should be mevatel the mara deraisa. You can't say it's a tzorech of the mara. If it's a mitzvah, that means that it has an independent identity. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So then it should be mevatel because klapi the deraisa, it's really a davar shel rishus. Comes to Bezalel Ranchberg and he gives a text. He says, "Well, if you are the near a bar, the kavanas atosus bazer gamken keharan, the cave on the table ba'alma huveinu achila einam avatel." But Bezalel Ranchberg says, "You know what pshat and tosus is? It's not the way you explain. It's not how you understood kipshuta. The Maharam Rebbe was troubled with tosus teres because he interpreted tosus the way that we did. But tosus comment." That Mora was only nitgan together with the tibul becharoses mishum kafa. It's a tzorech hamitzvah. He interpreted it the way we did. So then he was bothered with the kasha. But what are you going to say? Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok holds that charosis is an independent mitzvah. So comes Rabbi Tzal Ranshberg. He says maybe Tosus had in mind the ran. Ran is a comment that's a little different. Seems to be saying something different. What does the ran say? Let's all turn to the ran. Let's see the ran inside. A very important yesod of the ran that we'll see many other rishonim have as well. We know that there's a machlokas hill and the chachamim, hopefully mitz Hashem. We'll get to this at some point, maybe next semester. That Hillel was korech matzumar v'ochlem biyachad or pesach matzumar. But the Gemara on Kufta Zayin Amad Aleph quotes Ravina, who makes the following comment. This is quoted in the Rif also on Chafei. You can look at it. Hachi Omar Hillel Mishmei the Gemara. Hillel said, this is not the Hillel of Hillel and Chacham. This is not the Tana Hillel. This is an Amora Hillel. This is a different Hillel. Interesting. Hillel made the following comment. Lo lichra chenish matza umar b'hadi adadi v'lechol. Mishum desvir lan matza b'zman azeh daraisa umar d'rabonan. Ve'osi mora d'rabonan amavatalei l'matza daraisa. Hillel said, b'zman azeh. Don't be outside the mitzvah of matzah with a kricha with mora. And we talk, listen to Hillel, right? We do motzi matzah, then we do mora, and then we do korech. Right? We're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah exclusively with the korech. He says, don't do that. Why? Because matzah is daraisa b'zman hazeh, but erev tochel matzahs. Mora is only the rabbana, because if you don't have the korban pesach, then the mitzvah of mora does not apply minat Torah. So mora drabbana will be mevatel matzah daraisa. Vafilu man da omar mitzvah zeh mevatel zu ezu. Even according to Hillel, right? Hillel says even according to Hillel, not me, the other Hillel, right? Afilu l'man da omar mitzvah zeh mevatel zu ezu. Even though Hillel felt that you can have the mitzvahs bekricha, the matzah and the mora are not going to be mevatel each other. Hani mili daraisu daraisa. Drabbanan udrabbanan, avo daraisu udrabbanan, asi drabbanan umavatal daraisa. If they're on the same level, then mitzvah say mevatal zuasu. Some hold even on the same level, they're going to be mevatal each other. But Hillel says no. Hillel says on the same level, they won't be mevatal each other. But drabbanan with daraisa, the drabbanan is like a davar shel rishus. That'll be mevatal, the mitzvah daraisa. So the Ran explains it through. Ran says, "Umar the Rabbanan the Chesed al Matzos and Rorin Yochlu the Mashma Bismad the Ika Pesach in Bismad like a Pesach Lo." Now, the Matzah Hadrei Kod the Chesed Ba'erev Tochel Matzos. Matzah is definitely the rice even Bismad Azeh. That's the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chaf on the base. The Osi Umar the Rabbanan and Mavatlo the Matzah the Raisa the Beinan Timer the Matzah Lechuda. That's what Hillel the Amora says in the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tezvah. So to that, the Ran asks the following question. That's the background for the Ran. Comes the Ran and says, "V'chi tema, v'acharosis l'tana demasnisin, v'lo mitzvah el rishus, v'lo mevatel mora daraisa b'zman shebeis meidosh kayam." What's Hillel so bothered? Why is Hillel the Amora bothered that mora b'zman zed rabbanan will do mevatel matzah b'zman zed daraisa? The Tana of the Mishnah says that you have charosis together with the mora. The Tana of the Mishnah is saying that charoses, the Tanakama of the Mishnah holds charoses is not a mitzvah, it's only Mishum Kofa, the Tanakama of the Mishnah. And nevertheless, it's not going to be Mevatel, the Mora, which is even Daraisa, this Mancha Basin Ashkayim. If you tell me that the Rabbonin is Mevatel Daraisa, Kolshkin and Davashal Shus will be Mevatel Daraisa. So what's Hillel talking about? The Tana of the Mishnah is against him. The Tana of the Mishnah, the Tana Kama says the Charosis is not a mitzvah, it's only Mishum Kofa. And nevertheless, you're having the Charosis together with the Mara. Isn't the Dava Sharishah going to be Mevatel, the mitzvah? Bizman Shabbat Mishkayim, it's even worse because Mara is the Raisa and Charosis is still a Dava Sharishah's Mishum Kofa. So that Dava Sharishah should be Mevatel, the mitzvah, the Raisa. Ikulamemer, Zokhtar Ran, Shani Hosam, the Tibul Ba'alma Huvalo Choshev, Shederech Achilosa Bekach. Adkan. A few words of the Ran. Says the Ran, it's just a Tibul Ba'alma. Charosis is just a Tibul Ba'alma. It's lo choshiv shederech achilasa bekach. A few words, but a lot in there. Ran says, what's the real answer?
The real answer is that chayrosas is lo choshev. It's a tibul ba'alma.
Velo choshev, and it's not choshev. Why? Shederech achilosa bekach. It's the derech achila of what?
Derech achila of the morar is betibul. Right? Or the derech achila of chayrosas is dafka betibul. Tibul, by definition, says the Ran, is tofel to the item that you're dipping it in.
That's how the Ran is learning.
That tibul, by definition, is a davar ha-tofel.
Tibul ba'alma v'lo choshev, shederech achilosa bekach, the derech achila of charoses is betibul,
and tibul, by definition, is always tofel to the davar that you're makbil bo, the item that you're dipping in. It's not that charoses is a tzorech of the mitzvah, you can't eat the morer without charoses, because if you do, mishum kofa, there'll be a sakona, so, because it's a tzorech ha-mitzvah, so therefore it's batal to the morer. No, it's more fundamental than that. It's only a davar muat, it's just a tibul ba'alma. It's not a davar choshev. That's why it's tofel to the mar. It's tofel to the mar because it's only a davar muad. It's only a small amount. That's what the Ran says. It's a davar tofel. It's for this reason that the Torah quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah that you should be careful not to leave the charoses on the mar. Right? We dip it into the mar, but then we shake it off. He's saying something different. He's saying that you'll be mevatel the tam of the mar if you leave the charoses on. But by the same token, you should have to shake off the charoses in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah's mar. I guess he's saying that if you're not mevatel the tam, it's not significant. By definition, it's not significant. But clearly, if you take this approach, that it's because it's a davar muad, that's why it's not going to be mevatel the mar. You have to make sure it's a davar muad. You have to make sure that the tam of the mar is still perceptible. If you'd learn, like the Poshup Shad and Tosfos, who cares how much charoses is on there? It's a tzorach of the mar anyway. So does it really matter how much charoses is there? If you learn charoses is a mitzvah, does it matter how much charoses is there? No. Why should it matter? It's a mitzvah anyway, so you're eating it together with the mar. But if you learn like the Ran, if you learn that the idea is that a tibul ba'alma davar muad is not significant, so if there's enough charoses that it's a mivat to the tam of the mar, you can't call it a tibul ba'alma anymore. You can't call it tofel to the mar. It's taking away the tam of the mar. So if you go with the Ran's approach, you'd have to be careful to shake off the charoses, sama machmir, to shake off the charoses, like the Rabbeinu Yom, to ensure that the tam of the mar is still there, that the charoses is not going to be mevatel the mar. Yes. Because the mar is the ikar. Certainly in terms of tam, the mar is the ikar and the charoses is tofel. So, okay, it's necessary for us in order to eat the mar. But when someone looks at this achila, is the charoses the ikar or is it the tofel? Right? Would you make a bracha on the charoses or not? The answer is it's tofel to the mar. You don't have so much charoses over there. So because... You are right, Benjamin. You need the charoses. But even though you need the charoses, but it's tofel to the mar because it's just a davar muad. So because it's a davar muad, it's not significant. Isn't that what the Ran is saying? He's saying it's derech tibul, it's lo choshev. The Ran knows that you need it mishum kafa. But even though you need it mishum kafa, but still, since it's a derech tibul, it's by definition a tofel to the mar. It's a tofel to the ikar. So because it's a tofel to the ikar, just like you wouldn't make a bracha on it if it's a tofel to the ikar, it's not going to be mevatel the mitzvah mar. But that's only if you have just a little bit. If you have too much, if you have a lot, that could be a problem. This concept, this idea, that if you only have a davar muad, it's not going to be mevatel, we find smucha lekach and Tosfos as well. Tosfos later on, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. And Daf Kuf Tes Vav.
on this comment, Ravina's comment, the Hillel, the Amora, that Bisman Azeh, that Mora is only the Rabbana, don't be Korech, the Mora, and the Matzah. Don't be Yotzeh, the Mitzvah of Matzah, Bekricha with the Mora. Do a separate Motzi Matzah, because if you do a Bekricha, then the Mora, the Rabbana, is going to be Mvatel, the Mitzvah, the Raisa of Matzah. On that, Tosus makes the following comment. Asi Mora, the Rabbana, Mvatel, the Mitzvah, the Matzah, the Raisa. The Kol Shken, the Loavi Mora, Afilim, the Rabbana, the Mvatel, the Matzah. Can the Mashallah come on? Kol Shken, if Mora is not even Rabbanan, if Mara would be a Darshan Rishus, it certainly would be Mevatel the Matzah. Says Tosus, Vahod the Shari Ba'akom, it's Matzah Mituveles. I put the Gemara Menacha says that Matzah Mituveles, Matzah with a spice is okay. Lo Osu Besomim Mevatlu Lematzah. The Eimen Abesomim Kim Dover Mut. It says Tosfos, matzah mitovelas is okay. You can have a sweetened matzah. Forget about matzah shiri here for a moment. Right? Just a little tafel. Let's assume it's not matzah shiri, right? A little tafel. So says Tosfos, matzah mitovelas is okay. Forget about matzah shiri. Shouldn't it be a problem that the besamim Adav Shal Rishus is going to be Mevatel, the Matzah, the Mitzvah of Matzah? So he says, no, it's not going to be Mevatel because it's only Adav Ramud. Moror, the Mara was saying, Moror Terabonin is going to be Mevatel, Matzah Daraisa. If Moror would be Adav Shal Rishus, it would be Mevatel, Matzah Daraisa because it's not Adav Ramud. You need a Kazayas in there. A Kazayas in Moror, it's not Adav Ramud. But the Besam is only Adav Ramud, so that would not be Mevatel Matzah. The emesis, Tosis is kasha, is not such a kasha. Tosis is asking a kasha from matzah mituvelas tomorrow matzah. It's not really such a kasha. Tosis in Zvachim machlevek with the kasha. Tosis in Zvachim doesn't think it's a kasha at all. You don't really need Tosis' teretz over here. You could have answered much more simply. What answer could you have given, anyone? What answer could you have given? What's the difference between Mora and Matzah as opposed to Matzah and Tuvelas? The Summon in the Matzah, Tavlin in the Matzah, Mora and Matzah. When the Mara says Mora could be Mavato the Matzah, so the question is, how is Matzah and Tuvelas shaped? Shouldn't the Tavlin be Mavato the Matzah? What's the answer? What's the simple answer to that, Kasha? Anyone? Rafa. That's what Tosa says, but I'm suggesting you don't even need what Tosa is saying. I don't even need what Tov's saying. Even if, yes, Noah. Sorry? Excellent, 2 for 2. It's batting its ass. Exactly, Noah. What does Tosa say in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim quotes a Mishnah that we all love. This is the Mishnah we saw in Chulin together. Right, for those who are here in Chulin. Now, what does the Mishnah talk about? Tam ke ibn. Okay, we're not going to go there. I mean, we are going to go there a little bit, but not too much. What's Tam ke ibn? What does this mean? Let's just bring this into our orbit over here. There's a Mishnah in Chalah, in Perek Gimel. The Mishnah in Chalah says, Ha'ose Isa min achitim. You have an Isa that's made out of chitin and made out of orez. It has wheat in it and it has rice in it. Now we know that you can only be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with chameshes mine dog. That's a Gemara. Gemara daf lamed hey, the Mishnah daf lamed hey, in Psach. You need chameshes mine dog. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that even Orez is a Mindagam, but we pass it against it. You assume that Chamesh is Mindagam, Chita, Sa'ora, Shibola, Shuel, Kusman, and Shifa. Those are the wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye. Those are the five Mindagam. So the problem is you have an Isa that's made out of Chitim and it's made out of Orez too. Maybe the Rove is, not maybe, but the Rove is Orez. The Rove is rice. It's a rice matzah. Now they have all these kinds of matzahs, felt matzahs, and other matzahs, gluten-free, right? All these different things. Let's say you have a rice matzah.
but you have a little bit of chitim in there as well. So can you be also with this matzah? So comes the Mishnah and says, well, if you have a tam gogon there, if you have a tam of chitim in there, that's okay. Even if rove of the matzah is orez, as long as you have a tam of dogon, it's chayiv and chala. It has a shame lechem and it's chayiv and chala, and you can be yotze your mitzvah of matzah and pesach with that isa. The Gemara in Zvachim explains on that fine ches that how does that work? How does it work? But rove is orez, so how does that work? The Gemara basically says on the Amid days that min b'shein omino b'taima. That when you have tarobas, you have a mixture of two different types of items, min b'she'en, you know, one kind with something that's not its kind. The taima, we always follow tam. That's the rule of tam ki'ikr. That if you have tam, if you have a taste of the other element, then it's significant. So even if you have a roll of the orez, but we define this isa as an isa schitim. We need it to be an isa schitim. The rule of tam ki'ikr tells me that if I have a taste of chitim there, then it has a shame, isa schitim. So therefore, I can be yotzei my mitzvah matzah with this isa, even though it's rov oris. Now, Tosfos is troubled. He says, you might have a tam of chitim in there, but you also have a tam of oris too. So even though the tam of chitim, tam ki'ikr tells me that now it's viewed as an isas chitim, but the tam of orez should be mevatel the tam of chitim. You no longer have an extraneous tam in the matzah. I have an isas chitim, let's say over here, right? It's an isas orez, but because I have a tam of chitim, we treat it like it's an isas chitim. It can be an isas chitim from heit bis morgen, from today until tomorrow, but the reality is, if I have another tam in it, that should be a problem. Like if I'm korech matzah with tomorrow, it's a problem. If there's a problem, if I'm korech the matzah with the matzah, certainly it should be a problem if I put orez in with the matzah. The Tosfos in Zvachim writes, "Ve'ein lahach shos ahach shmaitin nehod amar ba'arve psochin lelichro chinish matzah umora ba'adi adadi dilma osi mora derabanan vato matzah derais." Don't ask from the Gemara in Psachim HaKuf Dasvah that talks about you can't have a kricha bisman azeh of matzah mar because it's the rabbanim with the raisa. Nothing to do with this. The hasam chozek hamerirus who the mevatel tam matzah avol orez lo mevatel tam dogam. The problem with mar and matzah together is that the mar has a very strong taste, so it'll be mevatel the tam of the matzah. You'll taste the mar; it'll be so overpowering that it'll be mevatel the tam of the matzah. But here, even if you taste, even if you have orez in there, it's not so strong to be mevatel the tam of the chitim. You'll taste the chitim. And if you taste the chitim, tam ki ikar makes it as if the isas and isas chitim. So that's why you're still going to be yotzei. So the kasha of Tosfos Yankuf Tesvav was not such a strong kasha. He looks at the Gemara that says that Mara Drabana is going to be mevatel matzah derais, and he says, well, so what's the din of matzah metuvelas? The two have nothing to do with each other. Matzah metuvelas means you have a spice in there, salt, pepper, whatever spices you have in there. You still taste the bread. You'll taste the matzah. You'll taste the matzah. According to Tosfos and Zvachim, this kasha doesn't begin. It's a problem of Mara, because Mara has a tamarirus. We don't fully understand this, because our Mara is not so bitter. But, you know, if you take horseradish, you take tamcha, and you mix it together, you'll understand what Tosfos is saying. It has a bitterness, it has a bitter taste. That'll be mevatel the time of the matzah. But matzah metuvelas is not going to be mevatel because it doesn't have such a strong taste. Tosfos here gives a different answer. Tosfos says, you know what the answer is? Matzah metuvelas, there, it's only a tavlin more. It's only a little bit. So because it's only a little bit, it's not mevatel. It's not mevatel. Why is it not mevatel? But you taste it? No, but it's tosfos. It's tafel, it's not the ikar over here. The ikar is the matzah, the ikar is not the tavlin. This is mamish, the same as what the Ran is saying. That any time that you have a very small amount in the mixture, even if you taste it, but it's tafel to the other part, it's tafel to the ikar. If it's tafel to the ikar, it's not going to be mevatel. So this is what Rabbi Tzala Ransberg wants to say, that's Tosis' answer over here. Tosis asked the kasha about charoses and mar. Right? There are a lot of different mixtures that we're talking about here. Matzah metuvelas, Morer Drabonan Bismanazeh with Matzah Daraisa. But we all came to this, right? What's our point of departure? Charosa is Morer. According to the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, the Charosa is Mishum Kofa, to Dabisha Rashus. How can you put the Charosa together with the Morer? Isn't it going to be Mavatal the Morer? To Tosa says, Kevin the Kol Ika Morer Lonitkan Rapatil Bacharosas, Lomikri Bittel Bakach. What does that mean? So we thought it meant, well, it's a tzorech of the mitzvah. So what is a tzorech of the mitzvah? It's not going to be a vatal. It's not a dover chitzoni. It's not something extraneous. But the Maramba Rebbe said that according to that, Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok is still up a creek without a paddle. If you hold that charosis as a mitzvah, so then it's not a tzorech of the mar. It's an independent concept. So won't it be mevatel? Won't it be mevatel? Bizman habayis, when mar is the raisa, charosis is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it should be mevata el demar. So he says that kavonas ha-tosfis must be like the Ran. Doesn't mean to say that it's a tzorech ha-mitzvah, never it's not going to be mevata, but rather because it's only a small amount. It's tibul ba'alma ve'enu achila enu mevata. U'kmo shekosu ha-tosfis nami b'menoches. Kein aflu Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Tzadok, osi shapir. Even if you hold charosis mitzvah, Charosis mitzvah, it'll be mevatel mara daraisa, but if it's only a dover muad, it's not going to be mevatel anyway. That's the yesod, that a dover muad is not going to be mevatel. But often sheteret tosas the haran bazes sofa echos udvarim achodim. Says Tosfos, according to the way I'm saying that Tosfos here is like the Ran, it's sofa echos udvarim achodim. It's like the Migdal Bavim. Beautiful poetic reference, though it's not such a nice reference. I mean, he's using the phrase, a beautiful phrase from Torah, Parshas Noach. Right, that he says Tosfos and the Ran are going together. That's what Rabbi Sol Rantzberg wanted to say. The Tshuvas Torah's Chesed, one of the Gedolei Achronim, is very troubled with this answer. He says, if that's the case, right? He says it doesn't sound like Tosfos is saying that. From the Lashon of Tosfos, it doesn't sound like Tosfos is saying that. It doesn't sound like that. Kol ikar morar lo nitkan rak b'tibul b'charoses, so lo mikri b'tul b'kach. It really sounds like what we said before. It doesn't sound like Tosfos is going like the Ran. It is a little bit strange if Tosfos is not saying like the Ran. Why didn't they give the Ran's teretz? After all, they say it on the next daf on Kaf Kuf Tes Vav and Aleph. So if they make the same point as the Ran, so why don't they say it over here? Says the Torah Sky, said, I'll tell you why Tosfos doesn't get that answer. Because Tosfos is asking from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, Hadil Lefano Chazeres Becharoses, Matzah Becharoses Becharoses. It sounds like a Yotze, the Mitzvah of Morar, no matter how much Charoses you put on. The Mishnah doesn't limit how much Charoses you should put on. And if you put on a lot of charosas, then it's not just a davar muad. So Tosfos didn't want to give that answer over here, says the Torah's Chesed. Tosfos didn't want to say like what they say on Kuf Tezvav, like the Ran, because that's not the mashmos of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't limit how much charosas you should have to put on. And if you put on a lot, then itaka should be mevata. So what's the answer? Why is it not mevata? The answer must be it's a tzorech hamitzvah. And if it's a tzorech hamitzvah, it doesn't matter how much charosas you put on. But if the pshat is that it's only a davar muad, so then it shouldn't matter. If it's only a davar muad, then it has to be a davar muad. If it's a lot, then it taka will be mevatel. So if Tosfos is taka not giving the answer of the Ran, that it's only a davar muad, so then what's the answer to Rabbi Tzalai Ransberg's kasha? That if you hold like Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, the charosis is a mitzvah, so then isn't it going to be mevatel? Isn't it going to be mevatel? So l'chora, the simple answer, there are answers given, but the simple answer must be that according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, you have to assume that you're only going to be putting on a davar muad. Tosfos never asked the kasha according to him. Tosfos' whole kasha was only l'fi the Tanakama that you hold charosis mishum kof. But if you hold charosis as mishum mitzvah, then avada, you'll only be able to put on a small amount. That's the ukimta that you'll have to learn in Tosfos. That's the pashup shot. There are other answers given, but the pashup shot is that according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadok, Tosfos would admit that you have to be choshish to the Rabbeinu Yonah not to put too much charosis on. If you don't put too much charosis on, even if you hold charosis mitzvah, it's not going to be a problem, because if it's only a davar muad, it's not going to be mevatel. But according to the Tanakhama, you're not limited by the Rabbeinu Yonah.
According to the Tanakhama, you can put on as much charoses as you want. Aye, but it's only Dorsha Rashus. It's Mishum Kofa, it should be Mevatel. The answer is it's not going to be Mevatel anyway.
No matter how much you put on, because it's a Tzarech HaMitzvah.
And once it's a Tzarech HaMitzvah, then it's going to be Batel for the Mora, and it's not going to be Mevatel.
Very beautiful idea, Shulchan Aruch and Rama, about putting salt on the matzah. So we'll just leave that chemata tomorrow, and then we'll move on to the next Ramah.